Blog Talk Radio.
We know the music went on and on and on. We know the music went on and on and on. But, you know, that's due to our technician at this time. Hallelujah. So don't worry about it. We're getting it straight. We're getting it straight right about now. The heat is just awful, isn't it? Oh, my God. It's how hot it is. But we know hell is hotter than this, so we going to do what? What we going to do? Stay cool. You're going to stay cool, right? Yes, we going to stay cool in Jesus. No matter. Now, listen, they promise us that it's going to be hotter than this. But I tell you what the Word of God do, promise us hell is hotter than that. Hallelujah. It's a consuming fire, it is. All right, we want to avoid it, and we want to talk to you today, help you stay there in Christ, that you can avoid all that other heat. Now, listen now, when you go out in the sun, be careful, all right, because anything can happen to you in the sunlight. Ah, yes, 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 and we thank God for you. Now, we have none other than our own prayer warrior, as soon as she gets straight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here she is.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. Father God, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord. And those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you, Lord, for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, Father, we say thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord, Father, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, we thank you. Father, as I lay my hand, Father, upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for supplying their needs right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, as I call these students' name before you, Lord, Father, we ask you to go into their homes, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they're in need of. Father, touch their minds. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold before you Christopher Atkins, Rock Beckford, Owen Hankins, Levi Milligan, Etienne Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas. Father, touch them, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing them through, Lord Father God, summer school, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, for them to enjoy the rest of this summer, Lord Father. Keep them safe and bring them back safely, Lord Father, and fresh and renewed, Lord Father God, for a fresh new school year, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Father, we continue to hold to you Lisa right now, Lord Father. Father, you know her situation, and Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to set your angels to stand guard round about her right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace. We thank you for never leaving her nor forsaking her. We thank you for strengthening her right now, Lord Father, in your walk right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold to you Shalandra, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch her also, Lord Father. You know her situation as well, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for just moving on her behalf, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for bringing her into the knowledge of you, Lord. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We hold before you Ishta, Lord Father. Touch her heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak healing right now to her heart. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, as you continue to touch her, Lord Father God. Father God, that you'll touch her daughter and keep her as well right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching Hubert right now, Lord Father. Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to speak circulation. We continue, Lord Father God, to thank you, Lord Father, for him just walking, Lord Father, taking nothing for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just hearing prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you. It's so much, Lord Father, to thank you for, Lord Father. Thank you for hearing the prayers, Lord Father. Thank you for answering prayers, Lord. Father, we thank you for each and every praise report, Lord Father God, that we get, Lord. Father, you brought Miss Corbett out of the hospital. You brought Cassie and Cece right now, Lord Father, out of the hospital, Lord Father. You touch Eldred, Lord Father. He's cancer-free, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for all those praise reports. Father, we ask you to touch Crystal right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her body and her mind right now, Lord Father, as she keep it stayed upon you. And thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for her healing, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Tracy also, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord Father, as she go through her chemo, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing right now, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, and you're a God of second chances. You're a God of many chances, Lord Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as you continue to touch Felicia right now, Lord Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father, as we speak, Lord Father, for the fluid to dry up off her brain right now, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just learned that it's been dried up. So you know what? We thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers right now, Lord Father. Touch her eyesight, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. If you can do that, you can also touch that right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we continue to speak to her right now, call her in prayer, Lord Father. Continue to touch her mind right now, Lord. And we pray for her salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you, we glorifying you, and we saying hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, as we hold before you Tony, Lord, Father, praying for his healing as well right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, and healing is the children's bread. And Father, we speak it and we receive it right now as we continue to believe it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch bodies, touch minds, touch hearts, touch spirit man right now. Renew, refresh right now, Lord. Oh, Father, I just say thank you. I glorify you and magnify you. I'm thanking you for favor, Lord, Father. I'm thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for miracles right now, Lord, Father. Father, you know, Lord, Father, as we hold before you, each and every listener that listened, Father, to this broadcast, Father, that are listening now, Father, that will listen at a later date, you know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just moving on their behalf, Lord. Bless them, Lord, Father, as they continue, Lord, Father God, to reach and search, Lord, Father God, for your word. Give them the ears to hear, Lord, Father God, and the heart to receive the word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast as we give it back to you, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone speaking, Father, or listening on this broadcast, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus that will try to hinder them, Lord, Father, hinder their healing, their deliverance, Lord, Father, their salvation. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have free course upon this broadcast today. Father, as you decrease, Lord, Father God, my apostle and pastor, Lord, Father, as they bring forth the word, Father, just show up and show out. Use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord. We thank you for the word, Lord, Father, healing, correcting, Lord, Father, delivering, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, and amen to our own Sister Diane. We thank God for her and that prayer. Now, if you haven't, you didn't hear your name, that means you didn't call, did you? You didn't get in touch? You didn't write us or any of that type of thing to let us know that you wanted prayer and wanted us to call your name? I know some of you are hush, hush, and secret, secret. You don't want nobody to know you need prayer. But now that's your loss. Yeah, see, if you want to keep it to yourself, that means you keep your healing and whatever else, your problem to yourself. And God can't do nothing because he say, let it, make it known. Didn't he say make it known? Okay, it's up to you now. 347-857-3925. You can call us while we're on the air. If you don't want to call us on the air, you can write us. You don't write us. But when you write us, tuck in a little love offering, okay? We wouldn't mind. We hope you would, because we just love to hear from you and how you feel concerning this broadcast. And some of the things you may want to hear, you know, we may do our best to cover it, because that's why it's called time to talk about it. Because we don't mind talking about it now. We know some of you get irritated, mad, and everything else. But you know what? You'll be fine. You'll be fine once you digest it. Hallelujah. Just swallow it. Okay, you know how the doctor tell you, take two pills in the morning and go about your business. So that's what you do. But we thank God for you. Anyway, those of you that listen on a continual basis, we want you to know that we love you. We really, really, really do. And we'd like to show you that we love you. We want to just hug you, give you a squeeze. Hallelujah. Jesus, you get squeezes all the time. And all right. You know I'm a little gone. You pray for me now. Pray for me as I pray for you. I don't want you to forget to pray for me, okay? because it's essential that we pray one for another. All right.
Amen.
Okay. Remember me in your quiet time. Hallelujah. Not no wicked stuff now. Oh, no, 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 no. Just good stuff. All right. I'm going to give you just a little word for today. And that word is, every great person has first learned how to obey, whom to obey, and when to obey. Every great person has first learned how to obey, whom to obey, and when to obey. You want to be great? Huh? You got to learn how to obey. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, that's a hard thing, ain't it? Because people are not easily obeying. They don't believe in obeying what somebody said if they didn't say it. The person that they think got it all, they'll obey them. And those are the ones that don't have it at all.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right, I'm not meddling today, at least I don't think I am. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But, you know, some of you that listen on a continued basis, all my friends, okay, I forgot. Help me give honor to those that are here with us today. We thank God for Sister Diane, and we thank God for Pastor Sharon, and we thank God for my baby, Prophet Nathan. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. He look at me and say, I'm finna run away from him. Bless God. God is good. I thank God. Thank God for the people in my life. You know, regardless, whatever God put you there for, I thank God for you.
Yes.
It's, you know, you have to appreciate everybody because God has a reason for everybody in your life. Do you understand? Amen. Even some that are not so good, he have a reason for that too. And you don't always know the reason. You just wonder why. But stop wondering why. Just say, God, I just thank you for them, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, many people, you know, I'm not surprised, as there are many people that listen and they are not calling in or anything. They are listening to this broadcast, whether they listen on Facebook tag, that other one I'm on. Twitter and so many other ones, some other ones I got. I forgot them. You know, I ain't visited that site in a while. You know, praise God. They can listen to the broadcast on those sites, you see. But, you know, glory to God. When they start talking, you can tell they've been listening. Because what I say, ain't too many people going to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Because this is, let me say, this is a unique ministry. And it's not got a whole bunch of people. We ain't got a magnitude of people that listen. But we have the right amount.
Amen.
That God has designated, you see. And therefore, we are happy for whoever is listening. Because, listen, when we started, we ain't had none. Okay? And I kept saying, now, Lord, why am I on here and ain't nobody listening? Then finally one came on. They came on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it happened to be a man, too. Come from all the way from Australia. Now, you know, all these people in the United States, here goes somebody calling from Australia, one person. But let me tell you, I thank God that it was reaching there at that time. I really thank God for that one man. I wrote his name down, but I don't know what it is now. Praise God. But I thank God for him. If he is still around or somebody's listening in that same neighborhood, I thank God for you being there listening. All right, so something had to be said to kind of get your interest on it. I know it did. I know. I see a lot of things pique a lot of people's interest. Amen. They just don't want to tell me. Praise God, because I might like it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I am not a morbid person. I'm not a morbid person. Praise God. Let me tell you, I thank God. I thank God for laughter.
Yes.
Now, there are times when things get you down and you don't find nothing to laugh about, right? But you know what you can laugh about? When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for you, and your soul begin to cry out hallelujah to Jesus, you're going to have to laugh. Lord, I was dumb up there trying not to laugh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes misery is all around you. Pain is everywhere. And even your body, every place in your body is painted from the top to the bottom. And look like you just, your name is pain. You know, but in all of that, you can laugh. You can, because what did the word say? Laughter is good like a medicine.
Yes, it is.
Like you done went to the doctor and got them three pills. Hello? You see what I'm saying? Them happy pills. Praise God. You see, God know how to bring you out. And we have all types of situations going on in our life. We have all kind of issues in ourselves that we need to pay attention to and get rid of. And we always denying, I don't have that. That's not me. And it is you. You know, who else is it but you? We need to take time and do what? Do something about our own issues. Them hidden issues, those deep down in your conscious, subconscious mind, those things need to come up. Bring them up and take attention, pay attention to it, and ask God to get rid of it, because you know it needs to be gotten rid of, because it's been lurking in there too long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you say, is that what you're talking about? Well, now it sounds good, don't it? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But let me tell you, all you got to do is remember this. Say you heard it from who? That crazy lady on Blog Talk.
No, we heard it from Apostle Porter.
You know what? I will wear that too. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because I know that when you deal with certain situations, to some lot of people it sounds crazy. And you sound like you ain't got good sense. So if you want to say that, that's your opinion, of course. If you want to say that, I'll agree with you. He say, agree with your adversary quickly.
Yep.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yep.
I am. I'm crazy. Crazy about Jesus. And I'm crazy about you, even though you don't know it. Praise the Lord. You know, I love God. What can I say, people? I love him with all my heart, mind, soul, and body. There's nothing that I'll put in front of God. I don't put nothing in front of God. When I was putting something in front of God, that's because I didn't know him. Come on, think about it. You don't know God, you put anybody and everybody in front of him, don't you?
Come on.
Huh? And I learned who God was and how much he loved me. Oh, my God. God, do you know how much God loves you? Really loves you. You cannot love God nowhere, know how much he loves you. You can't love him that much. He gives you the opportunity to, though, in the scripture. If you stay in the scripture, read the scriptures day by day, find something to read in there, you're going to find out how much God loves you. He has made provisions for you, ways out of nowhere for you, and all he wants you to do is obey him. Keep his commandments, keep his status, walk in them. That's what he wants you to do, and praise his holy name. Not praise yourself, your pastor. Praise God. See, that's who you praise. And you begin to glorify him in all that you do. Everything you say is nothing but Jesus. I know they'll call you a fanatic and crazy and everything else, but you know what? Say, hey, yeah, sure am. I'm crazy about Jesus, honey. Yes, I am. I'm more crazy about him than my children, my mama, my daddy, my sister, brother, and anybody else. God come before them. I know they told you your family come first, but with me, God comes first. And then we'll take care of family, because he's going to take care of them anyway. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if God can put a word on me and say, have you considered, like he told Job, told the devil about Job, have you considered my servant, Job? Huh? Can you believe that God can say that about somebody? Can he say it about you? Think about it now. Have you considered Mary? Have you considered Angel? Have you considered Rachel or whatever your name may be? Can God say that about you, or are you going to give him all kind of excuses why you're not obeying him? Hmm? Come on now, it ain't going to work. I'll just try to tell you now, nothing works. But when you have a God that you can expect the unexpected from, do you hear me? That's what kind of God you got. Now, remember in Genesis, he say, is anything too hard for God? Huh? You can ask that question. Is anything too hard for God? No. You'll answer what? No. Nothing is too hard for God. Well, if you believe that, why you don't trust him? Mm-hmm. See? Now, what you going to do with that? Okay? Now, I may talk everyday language to you, but I'm talking the truth to you. You know? We have high expectations of God, don't we? But what can God expect of you? Hello? Hmm? Are you going to give up at the first sign of failure? When God don't give you a yes, it's another no. It looked like you had no's all your life. Huh? What can he expect from you? Can he expect from you to stand fast in what he has promised you? Will you do that? Or can you do that? Or are you going to go with excuses, huh? You know nothing is too hard for God, but we don't put things in God's hands. Do you get the picture? Hmm? We want to do everything ourselves, and we think our mind is what is God talking. And half the time, we don't know the voice of God, that still small voice that speaks to us. And when he speaks, he doesn't speak where you can identify it. It's so still that you can't even hardly hear it unless you are paying full attention. But you think when your mind tells you, I shouldn't do that, and I shouldn't go there, and I shouldn't be there with them, or I shouldn't do this, that, or the other, I should go over here with Sally Sue. Hmm? We listen to that voice, which we forgot that he gave you your own will, so therefore if you got own will, you can think. Huh? But then I'll tell you this question. I always ask somebody, who told you to think? Hmm? Did God tell you to think that thing, that thought? See, you've got to believe what God say regardless of what things look like. And everything look like it ain't right sometimes. It look like this is crazy. This just doesn't add up. That's because you thinking. Hello? You thinking? Hmm? Let me tell you. Let me tell you what Jeremiah 33 and 3 say. No, I'll start with the second verse here. Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. He formed it to establish it. You remember that now. The Lord is his name, just in case you didn't know. Okay. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And you thought you knew everything. But what happened? Call on him. He's going to show you things that you don't know. He's going to give you the true answer. God is going to give you the true answer. Do you get the picture? And oftentimes when God gives you an answer, it just don't add up, do it? But your ways and his ways is not the same. Didn't he tell you that? Your ways are not my ways. So now, if you know that you don't have the same ways and God is trying to work something out in you and you don't get it, you don't understand it, what do you have to do? Call on him and ask him. This is what I say. We neglect asking God a lot of things because we feel like we can solve them ourselves. Now, yes, God said, you know, he gave you a set of teeth, 36, right? Oh, you got more teeth than 36. 36 teeth. Ain't nobody else, so I don't guess they know how much teeth they got. Praise God. Amen. And he tells you, and you know you're supposed to keep them clean, right? Tend to your teeth. Brush them. Nobody answered me, so I figured they don't know nothing about their own teeth. So, you know how to brush your teeth, right? Do you need somebody, prophet, to come along and say, yea, the Lord say unto thee, brush your teeth?
No.
Nah, do you need that? Now, what God do say to you about doing, take care of them. You got to take care of them. Don't neglect them. Don't eat all that sugary products and everything that rotten them out. And every time you look, you got a toothache. Don't that tell you something? No, you should take care of them. Stop eating all the stuff that rotten your teeth out.
Jesus.
And another thing. Put all that gold on your teeth, and it rottens your teeth out. Now, they don't tell you that when you buy that gold. Now, you know I'm throw that in for free. They don't tell you when you buy the gold that it's going to rotten your teeth out. Okay? Well, I had a dentist that told me, and I told him put it on anyway. And you know what it did? It rotten the teeth out. Okay? It did do just what he said it done, it was going to do. So I tried to tell everybody else, hip you, because you think it looks so good. Now I'm going to throw this in for free. When you take a picture, certain pictures, your mouth look like you ain't got a teeth in with that gold. It looked terrible. Okay, enough of that. Enough of your teeth. Okay,
yeah.
Praise God. But he said he going to show you things which you don't know. We want you to know that you should have high expectations of God. You should take the limit off of God. When you don't believe, that means you have limited him. Do you get the picture? So, now think about it. He's already told you, I formed it to establish it. He did this especially for us. Everything that was made by God. Ain't nobody else made it, nothing else. They can't make nothing that's already made. They can't improve on what's already here and good. Because everything he made, what did he call it? He called it good. He said it was good. Now, that's where perfection is. We are working, trying to be perfect, like the perfect one that's on the inside of us, which keep doing what? Building on us. So that we can come to perfection. The perfection that he will take into his kingdom. Not your perfection. You think of perfected, and you think everybody else is imperfected because they're not measuring up to you. Or they're not measuring up to who you think they ought to measure up to. You should measure up to Jesus. That's the only one you need to measure up to. I found out people are always unhappy about what you do. You know? So let them stay unhappy. I can't please you. You know, excuse this expression, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. That's the way people are. So he's saying all you're getting, get an understanding. So now you understand that people are who they are. That's who they have been what? Programmed to be. From the day they were born, somebody was programming them. From the time they entered into the world, even before, while he was in their mother's womb, they were being programmed by something that they could hear in that womb. And when they got out, they programmed, you can see the baby's expressions and what babies are doing today. They're showing you everything that they were programmed to start. Then you got what? The doctor start with a spank. Now they know what a little spank is. Yeah, see? And when their mama hold them, now they've been introduced to what love is and a little hug is. See? They got things that they be introduced to soon as they get here, soon as they become formed in their mother's womb. God has already established them of who they are and what they can do and what they can't do. But you don't know that. Hmm. You made your child what they are. Hmm. By your emotions, by your conversations, what you take into your eyesight, your vision, you have caused all this stuff to come because they were in you. So therefore you program your child that way. Now you're teaching them the disciplinary acts also. Hmm. If you don't discipline your child, that means you got an unruly, disrespectful child. Mm-hmm. And then when you get down the road, well, how you got like that? See, they got like that because you didn't pay attention. Yeah. Hmm? To what's going on, the laws. You didn't pay attention to what your mom or dad said. You didn't pay attention to what the spirit life was saying to you. You never paid attention. That's the way we are because we didn't know. If you didn't know, you can't tell them, right? Now, then you go on back and back on a little further to the great, 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 greats and the greats all back there that you don't even know nothing about, even slavery time you don't know nothing about, all this stuff that they were programmed for. And some of that stuff we still bringing it up to the millennial. Yes. And we teaching it to our children. Yeah, yeah. So the enemy takes what you have learned and you have been passing on. See, when people say generational curses, it goes a long way.
Tell it to them now.
You see, a long way. You can't even think that far back. Okay? You got a lot to get rid of. You got a lot of issues, a lot of junk that's stored up in your life. So God has established a system for you to get rid of it. but you don't want to accept it. He said, call on me. I'll answer do I tell thee. See, no matter what came in your life, God has a remedy for it. Now, let's look at the sixth verse of that same 33rd chapter, Jeremiah. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Listen, peace and truth. He's going to reveal something to you. But you got to do what? Hear him and call on him. He wants to show you his mighty hand. He wants to work the miraculous. He wants to work the things that are impossible. But we don't want to take the limit off of God. We want to look at him through our own eyes. Not the spiritual eyes, but we want to look at him through our carnal eyes. We want to carnalize God. That's what we want to do. But that's not what God wants to do for you. He's not going to come down to your level. He's been to the level that he's coming to when he came, Jesus came to the earth. And he robed himself in this same flesh. You see, when he did that, he done all he was going to do with coming to your level. That's the only level he coming to. He came in this body, born of a virgin. Show you what can be done in this body. You can live a better life than he living it. But you got to get rid of that old mind that you have and put on the new mind, the mind of Christ. You don't put on the mind of Christ, the mind that Christ had when he was in this body, one of these bodies. Yes, he experienced a lot of hate. He experienced all the stuff that we experience. He experienced temptation. He experienced a whole lot of, you name it, he experienced it. But the Bible say, but without sin. He didn't do it in sin. He overcame. And he said, if he overcame, you can overcome. But you got to have the same mind to overcome. Hello, did you get it? The same mind, the way you can overcome it. You can't. Call on him. Tell him. Tell him what you don't know. Tell him what you want to know. Ask him. What happened when he called Moses? When he called Moses, Moses has an excuse too. I can't talk. Well, I made you. I know you can't, cause I made you like that. What you want me to do? Give you a silk tongue? We have excuses. But don't God know what he made you? I told God one time. A preacher really made me feel bad. I mean, he made me feel bad. I was finna quit altogether when he told me that. Well, God ain't called no woman, and besides that, you're a woman, and the other is you black. That's what he told me. So God ain't called me because I'm a woman and I'm black. You know, if I was a man, I could knock them out. But I looked at him, and I had a hard time keeping tears back from what he was telling me. I didn't ask him for all that, you know, because evidently he knew I was a preacher. So
He want to sit the preachers down, and he want to be the flow show. See, that's what he wanted. And, you know, I went to God, and I was crying and crying and crying to God. I said, God, now, here I am. I say, I ain't only just a black woman. I say, but I'm poor as a church mouse, too. I say, I ain't got no money. I ain't got nothing. You know, I went to crying out to God. And you know, God let me go on and get it out and cry and just carry on. Finally, God told me, who made you? You know? And I said, well, you made me, God. You made me. You know how you start with that voice now. You're getting, God getting rebuking you. You know how you get sad. And let me tell you, when God finished with me, I say, forget that man and all the rest of them. I say, I'm going for what God said, because God made me that. He knew I was black, and he knew I was a woman when he made me. And I'm going on. I just picked myself up, and I never seen that man again. I used to go to that city a lot to do revivals and things. And I ain't seen him since. I ain't seen him no more. The last thing I heard, I think he lost his church. Now, I didn't get up and say, oh, goody. I didn't say that, nobody, y'all. I didn't say nothing. I said, well, Lord, what happened to him? You know, he was so, you know, sure of himself. I wanted to know what happened. But nobody never told me what happened, so I just dropped that. But I just thought about the incident that put me down, so I was getting ready to leave the ministry because of what that one person said. You see, this is what I'm saying. Now, why would you allow somebody to do that? You don't know no better. You don't know the word. Now you got to go back in and search. Okay, God, if that's what you say, can I find it in these scriptures, please? Okay, so you read more, don't you? Pray more, don't you? When people start talking about you like that and telling you this to your face. We're not talking about talking behind your back. He told me point blank while I was sitting there in the service. Okay? But let me tell you, Moses was what he did. He didn't question God's ability. He questioned his ability. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a difference. It ain't can God do it. Can I do what God asked me to do? You see what I'm saying? You see how it goes with us today? Can you use me, God? Are people going to accept me? Huh? And what would be the answer? No, everybody ain't going to accept you, man or woman. Everybody ain't going to accept you. Ain't no sense in him trying to tell you everybody is, because everybody not. They don't like you for some reason or another. Maybe because you, what you wear. Okay, because you, how you look. Maybe because you're a woman. Maybe because you got a degree or... You know, people got all kind of reasons for not to accept you. Are you going to let it stop you? You say, I'm not looking for anything from you. I'm looking for everything from God. That's who's my source. That's who is the person that gave me this ability to do what I do. God gave me the words of what he had, what I speak. If I ain't got no words, I keep my mouth shut. And to me, I don't never have the words, far as I'm concerned. But then God say, open your mouth, and he'll speak for me. So what do I have to do? Just open my mouth and let him speak. See, that's what I do.
I don't know what you do, but I'm expecting God to do the unexpected. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep on trying until it comes to pass. Everything that he said and spoke in my life, I'm standing fast on the word of God that it will be fulfilled. I didn't say maybe, but it will be fulfilled in its time. And I'm thinking right now what he said. This is my time, because what happened? We have shifted into the right position.
My God. Come on,
so if we're in the right position, that means what? We have high expectations of God, because he is the one that did the shifting. See, my gears ain't going to shift. But God, do what? Shift us in to the right position. Woo! Hallelujah. That made me feel good. Amen.
Amen.
So y'all pray with me. Praise God. You know, glory to God. I'm going to be preaching out come this Sunday. And I'm preparing myself for, see, this is one thing. I prepare God to do the unexpected. I am preparing God to do what? The impossible. You say, what is impossible? Everything that's there that's impossible, I'm looking for God to do. Because he shifted me there, and here it was, right there. Dropped into my lap. Praise God. See? When you want to get out of the position you're in, you've been in this crazy position so long, and God say, this is your time, is your season, then what happens? You have to be shifted over into the right lane. That's why you're supposed to stay in your lane. You're going to go in somebody else's lane. Don't go in nobody else's lane. Stay in your lane, the lane God designated for you. Because it's already been established now. That's what he say. He established it. He made these things just for us. Everything that we have, everything we have was made just for us. That's why we got them. Woo! Hallelujah. God is moving by his power and by his spirit. You see what I'm saying? Okay, people. Well, you know, I want you to keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep pushing. Push till you push through. As they say, push till you do what? Birth whatever God has placed in you. I know it may take, you know, I told you before, told you yesterday, you sure pray that it don't be 400 years. No, that was Tuesday night. You sure hope it don't be 400 years like he did the Israelites, right? Now, that's a hard lesson to learn, 400 years worth. You had to suffer 400 years before you know that something was coming to pass. That means your brain's blocked. You can't see anything. The devil has blinded you. Do you get it? If you can't see, take that long. Grant you, we can be that way. I have been that way. I told you, I spent 3.5 years homeless. 3.5 years sleeping on a terrazzo floor. What did I have to learn? The biggest thing was to forgive. I was mad, I guess, with God too, because I had to live like this, and somebody else living a life of ease and sinning big time, doing everything they big enough to do, and here I'm living all I know to live for God, and I got to live like that. I had to get over it, you see. And when I learned, after 3.5 years, I learned. You say you took you that learn? Yeah, you'd be mad. You'd be upset. I can't figure it out. Why is it like this? Why I got to go through this? Why is this happening to me? Blah, 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 blah. And answer right there in your face, you. You. You got issues. You. From things of the past, you got issues. And you won't deal with it. You say, no, I don't. But yes, you do. And when God began to reveal it and reveal to me, I had to, oh, Lord, I had to go before God on my knees for days to say, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for going on and on. And when I did that, do you know, before that other half of that third year come up, I was out of that homeless state. Did you hear me? God brought me out when I forgave the person. Truly forgave him. I thought I had before, but evidently it wasn't. So, I don't mind telling you, sometimes we carry stuff and you don't even know we carrying it. We think we got rid of it, but it hadn't been gotten rid of. And you need to deal with that. See, it's a hindrance to your whole ministry and you. Oh, okay. I'm going to let our own Pastor Sharon go forth here, y'all, and let God use her. Hello, praise God. Here you go.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, it's something to think about in the book of Jeremiah, when it said, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name, and call unto me, and I will answer thee. And, you know, I thank God for the word to let you know when we call to him, when we talk to him, he promised to answer you. And not all the time in the natural when we try to call this person and that person, you know, sometimes they have an emergency of their own or something at work, or they're unable to answer the phone. And we be needing some answers right then and then from the people around us. But he said, Jesus, let us know, when you call upon me, I will answer. You know, when you seek me, you will find me. When you knock on the door, I will open the door just for you. So he's letting us know that he's always there waiting for you to acknowledge that he's right there with an outstretched arm waiting for you to commune with him, to tell him all about it, all the issues of life. And you're not just the issues of life. You know, there's times when God, you can just start talking to him and letting him know how much you appreciate what you have done for you, how he had bought you out, how he had protected you, how he have kept you from the hands of the enemy. And you, when you call, meaning what, you're talking to the person, you're trying to have a one-on-one because you need the connection to them. And I just thank God for that word, because we all been in that place when we have to call on Jesus for ourselves. We have to call him when your heart are, you're heavy, you're overloaded, you're overburdened, your burden is too much that for you to bear. Then we call upon the Lord. Then we call upon him, and he answered in my distress. I call upon the Lord, and he answered me in my place when I just did not know what to do in that storm in my life. I call upon him, and he answered me. How did I call upon him? I talked to him about the problem, the situation. I'm reminded that my sister told me long time ago, when she didn't have anyone around her that she can talk to because what she was going through, she said, you know, I learned something. If I tell it to Jesus, and he'll work it out for me. And there was many of time that she had to fall on her knees and talk to God about this situation. She had to tell him every single thing, because sometimes we'll tell someone, people, certain things, but then you don't tell them all about everything. But you know what? But she had to tell him all about it. The
offense, how you hurt, how you got offended, how you upset, whatever your emotion is, you can tell it to him, and you know what? He don't even judge you. He'll listen to you, but then he will answer you. I don't care if he give you the answer through the scripture, but he always answer you. Even when you're not full of understanding, you don't understand the whys of situation, he have always come through today. So I'm reminded, according to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. We got to seek him while he may be found. Because you know what? Not all the time. He said he will not be with man always, all the time. But while he is near, we have to what? Seek him. How do I seek the Lord? I seek him by finding myself in the Word of God, prayer life, fasting, praise and worship, just doing, just always constantly keeping him on your mind. Just like when you're in a brand new relationship, you ain't think about nobody else all around you. Why? Because you're in a brand new relationship. You're calling one another. You're on the phone with the person. You just keep calling up, and you're in two with one another. You just all caught up in another place, and you just talk. And then when you get off the phone, it's like you miss the person. You want to talk with them some more. How about that same thing with Jesus? He would love for us to call upon him and say, Lord, I miss my time with you. I need to have a closer time with you. I miss my time of where you would just reassure me, where you would touch me, where I needed to be touched at. You know, He's really right there just for you, because the word let us know that he's just a breath away. He's in front of you. He's around you, and he's in you today. So know today that you can talk to Jesus, and he will answer you. You may not feel like talking sometimes, but you know we talk on our inner man, but he's right there, and he's listening to every word that you say. You may just be saying, I'm talking in my head or thinking in my head, but you know what? He knows all about that too, and he's very concerned about you and me today. So today, the word of God, let us know that to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all that way, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him means call upon him and let him know that you appreciate him. And he said he will bring everything to pass today. So call upon the Lord. We call upon him today. Don't wait until when the trial comes. Don't wait until the storms in your life, but build up that relationship with him right now and before, so you can have easy access. You know, you can have access, because when Daniel prayed, I heard the woman of God was talking about when Daniel prayed, when Daniel prayed, the God answered Daniel all the time. But then there was a fight going on, and what? The enemy tried to hold up the answer. He tried to block the answer, but God answered him right away. And it makes me think about that a lot of time. When we pray and things don't go the way we think it should go, it's either one thing, it's not time, or we just have to be persistent and keep on knocking and keep on standing and keep on believing and keep on declaring and decreeing the work of the Lord. And then, you know, what the woman of God was just talking about today, take personal inventory on yourself. What it is, the Lord, that I need to get right. Yes, there's times when we really believe we forgive people stuff and there's no string, but then God will show you, you need to deal with this all over again. So today, be know that God wants you to call upon him, seek him while he may be found. Don't wait until the storm of your life goes away, but seek him during the storm. Seek him through in the happy time. Seek him through the sad time. In every situation you are in, seek ye the Lord today. And then Jeremiah 29,
says, verse 11 said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Then verse 12 said, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." And verse 13 said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." You got to search for him with what? All of your heart. You got to keep it real, y'all. You got to be real with that thing. And then verse 14 said, "And I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into a place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." I tell you, when you seek me with all your heart, with everything that is within you, seek the Lord, not half-heartedly, not just in front of people, you pretend you're seeking the Lord behind the scene, to me in the closet, and when you're alone, seek the Lord, seek his face, and he will promise he will do what? He'll turn away your captivity because you what? You seek him for an answer. I'm reminded when David went in the battle, and when he came back, what happened? The enemy came in and took his stuff, took his family. And what did David do? David went before God, and he seek God, and he called upon the Lord's name, and he asked God, should he go after the enemy? He had to do what? He called upon the name of the Lord, and God gave him the permission to go after, and when he go after the enemy, yes, you will win. The enemy will not overcome you, but you will overcome the enemy. Today is the day to seek God like never before. It's okay for mommy to pray for you and daddy to pray for you. It's okay for everybody to pray for you, but how about you seeking God? Seek the Lord today. You say, "Well, I don't know Jesus. I don't know him." Well, ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of all your sins, the ones you know about and the ones you don't know about. And ask him to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. And where you have come up short, he will hear that cry today, and he will answer you today. And I believe he will show you what it is that you need to get right in him. He's not like man today. He'll just turn his back completely away from you. Yes, you may have messed up. Yes, you may have missed the mark, but you know today, get it right with him today. It's not my mother nor my father, but it is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer today. I need you today. And he tells us to seek him early in the morning. Seek him when you wake up in the morning. Seek him and create an atmosphere of blessing today. It doesn't even matter if things don't go the way you expected, but you know what? You created that atmosphere when you woke up this morning and you said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And you start declaring the blessing of the Lord. You're declaring safety today. Why? Because you're calling upon the name of the Lord. So today, remember, we all have to call upon him, and know that when we call upon him, he will definitely answer. I remember this so many times when you're looking, when you're calling, you're praying. I'm reminded so many times that God have answered the prayer that I did not really utter out of my mouth. I just said, "Lord, talk to ourselves," but I was talking and saying, "Lord, I really would like this. Lord, I would really like that." But you know what? I found that he moved quickly. He moved and he answered my
prayer. So just like when you ask you, when your child call your name, right, they call you. They may call your mom. They may call your dad. They may call you by your first name. But when you hear your name called, what do? You answer, right? You answer that child. So think about it. When you start calling upon Jesus and you say, Lord, I need help today. Oh, I need your help today. I don't know what to do. He do what? He will answer you today. He will answer you today. So today, remember, God, Jesus is calling each and every one of you today to come up a little bit higher in him. He's calling you today to come closer with him. He's calling you to seek him like never before and know that he knows everything there is to know about you, so you don't even have to hide it, right? Because he's the one that created you. You heard the woman of God talked about when that child is in that womb and the child is born with a lot of little habits already. You say habits, yeah, because if you're cussing like a sailor, that child gonna have that cussing spirit too. And some children born, and you say, how they learn that word real quick? Because you were doing it. You did not know that you were creating a like kind just like yourself. And then you try to figure out when you change, how can I make this child change? How about learning now? Learning, and you can start speaking a different conversation around yourself. You can speak life in your belly because that child is there. And I'm reminded when God told Jeremiah, before you were born and in your mother womb, I knew you. So that let me know that he knows your name. He know what complexion you will be. He know what kind of grade of hair you will have. He'll know what kind of swag or what kind of walk you're going to have. He even know about your speech. He knows everything there is to know about you today. So remember today, know that God is able to do all things today. He has never failed you, right? He has never failed you, and he's not about to fail. He will not fail. He cannot fail because he is God. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand. His word will stand. Now, I don't know about my word now, because you may say something and it may not come to pass, but when God says something, it is so today. And know today that when you call upon him, he will answer you today. He will look and he will see about you today. I'm reminded when God called Abraham out of one place to go to another place for his blessing, just like he called us out to move from Fort Lauderdale to up this area. Why? Because he wants to bless us. He wants to fill us, make us walk in a land full with milk and honey. He told us that when we make the change, he's going to bless you today. So remember today now, when God is calling you, you got to answer the call. You can't say, not now. I'm too young. I have fun. I have to have some fun in this world. I got to wait now. I got to wait. I got to wait. But when he call you, you got to answer him. Remember, Samuel was called at a young age. And when he heard the call, Samuel, Samuel, and he thought it was Eli, right? And Eli had to let him know, when you hear it again, say, here I am, here I am, Lord. And you know what? That child heard the call again. And he answered just like he was instructed to do. See, he was obedient to the word that said, when you hear your name being called again, say this, here I am, Lord, and speak. And God endowed that child at a young age with the things of him. He was a prophet. But you know what? He was a no-nonsense prophet. Why? Because God called him before he was formed in his mother's womb. God called him because his mother made a promise, a covenant with God, that if you bless me, I will give him back to you. And she did what she said.
In other words, I'm going to dedicate him. He'll be a child for you. He will do the work that you call him to do. Purpose will be in him. He'll be an instrument to be used of you, Lord. And she did exactly that. So today, remember, you know, you're never too young or you're never too old to even get it right. Don't keep saying the young people, these young people know some of these older people, they're set in their ways. And God has to do what? Breathe on you. He has to what? Breathe on you. He has to breathe on you. So today, remember, we all are called to answer him. We are all called to do his word. With God, there is no age. All he sees is a vessel, right? We look at age. But God sees a heart that is willing to do his bidding. And Psalms 28 said, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that goeth down in the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity. So when you're talking to him, you're crying unto him, right? See, David cried to God a lot. Cried, called to him, prayed to him. And there's so many things going on in this time, in 2019, that we cannot afford to say, Lord, be my rock and be not silent. Hear me when I call. When I say, Lord, have mercy, let mercy come forth. Lord, give me another chance. Let that come forth this day. We are to call upon him and know that he is what? He is your strength. He is your shield. And your heart can trust in him. Do we really trust God? There's times when you have to say, God, Jesus, I trust you. And you have to keep saying, Jesus, I trust you. I put my trust in you. I put my trust in you. And when you keep saying it, you'll start feeling his presence around you. And he'll give you that little comfort that you need because you're walking in a spirit of anxiety. You're being anxious. But when you ask him and you let him know, Lord, I'm trusting in you. I know you have my best interest at heart. I may not know anything else at this moment, but I know, Lord, I can depend on you. I can't even depend on myself, but I can depend on you. You to let me know not to lean to my own understanding. And right now, my understanding is not too clear, but I need your help. Cry out to him and know that he hears you. Lord, touch my body. I need you to touch. I need you to renew myself. I need you to rejuvenate me. I need you to restore me. Whatever it is you need today, call upon him. And the word let us know, Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from who? The Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Know today he will not allow the enemy to overcome you, but he will give you the strength to overcome today. Trust in him. And remember, according to what Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, verse 2, thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Remember, there is nobody else like what? Our great Jehovah God. He is an awesome God. He called it forth, and it came forth. So remember now, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So when Jesus speaks, let their light came forth,
He spoke light, light came forth. So it was form, right? He came out of darkness and he formed something. So remember today, life and death is in the power of your tongue, not the next person's tongue. Your tongue. Use your mouth to create today. Use your mouth to call upon the Lord, knowing he's able to do all things. And remember, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Sister Elizabeth.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to say it's amazing. That's one of my confirmations for many years ago. I don't know how many years. And I had walked to a church. Something happened to me. It was not very nice. But I went and prayed, and somebody passed by, and he looked like Jesus, and he was speaking to me in Spanish. I think he had a little girl. He kept saying, and in Spanish, call on me, call on me. And then he gave me the verse, except that I wrote the wrong verse. But I was able to find out Jeremiah 33:3, and I looked it up. When I looked it up in the Bible that I had, it was so amazing that I read that, and I went to two other verses and put it all together, and it was just amazing. He was saying, call on me, he says, because I will show you everything that other people, that you don't know what's going on, but I will show it to you. And just as it was said in there, it happened. It could have been months. It could have been whatever. It didn't matter. The whole thing is that God showed me everything that was happening, and he shielded me and protected me, and he was with me, and it was so amazing. And he does it all the time, and I just thank God. I thank God for all he's done in my life and my family's life. And I just thank God for Pastor. I love her so much. And all you people, I truly love and pray for all of you. And I'm very thankful for Blotch Talk Radio and for everybody in the world. And to continue to pray and praise the Lord. He's unbelievable. He's loving. He's just awesome. We got to let him lead us and guide us and continue to go forward and stand up for one another, help one another. And love one another and smile and watch how we project to other people, our attitudes, how we look, and just pray and love one another, hug one another, because we don't know what the other people are going through, but God does, and he brings us together to help one another because we are his family. I just want to thank you, Pastor, and everybody else. Thank you so much. God bless you and continue to bless you on. You too, Diane, and everybody, and all of you and your family and the church, just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, for this moment. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being there and being our friend and member. We're going to claim you as our member, even though you're all the way up there in Connecticut. We thank God for you, and we are praying for your family. You praying for your brothers and all. We are praying for them right now. And don't you worry another bit about them. God says he's going to take care of them. He will take care of all your business. You trust him. And he say, keep believing. Keep believing. He's touching them. He's going to touch them. They're going to ask you to pray for them, and you lead them to Christ. Those that don't know Christ, lead them to Christ. And that is your reward of this hour, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you all. Love you all. Bye.
We love you too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. And we thank God for Elizabeth today. We thank God for all of y'all that listen continually to Blog Talk Radio and listen and obey the word when it comes forth, whether it be for correction, whether it be for encouragement, is for healing. Listen and obey the word as it comes forth, and know that he's just that breath away, and call upon him sincerely. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added on to you. Seek him first, truly, and you don't come to God any kind of way. God, I want this. You said that. No, you don't do that. But you ask for forgiveness. Come to him correct. Just like you want God to forgive you, forgive those that hurt you. Forgive those that wanted to take you out. Forgive those that scandalize your name, tear you down. Forgive them. Truly forgive them. And know that just how merciful and loving and gracious the God that you serve is. So today, take heed to the word. Take it not for granted, but take heed to the word today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. It truly is some awesome listening. Share it with a friend. Share it even with your enemy, those that call themselves your enemies today. Every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, call in on the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line and tear the devil kingdom down. Take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And that calling number is 218-548-6746. Code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746. Code 3333-POUND. So come on, tear that devil kingdom down. Take back everything, everything that you have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast, sow a seed into her life. You can visit us at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, so struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.